Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
What an incredible weekend of shows, as always. Absolute yes. Home run in terms of radio. Really fantastic stuff, I have to say, Kira.
So I think it was one of our best, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah, because we were chatting about our problematic fave and former Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, who got married again at the ripe old age of 85 to somebody who was 52 years his senior. I mean, if that is not true love, Chris. Do you know what? Actually, it's made me believe again.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
We had a great time with Silvio Berlusconi. Like, there was a few years there where he was in the news like every week. Like, it was great. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really good fun. And there really was nothing like him then for a long while. So I'm glad to see he has resurfaced for maybe one of his final headlines. Who knows? Maybe he has a few more in him. I don't know. But
I'd say he probably has. But, you know, it's so funny. Like, so obviously, over the course of 14 years, we've seen what men in power have done and destroyed, Chris. So we also, it's almost like our kind of goodbye to Silvio Berlusconi in an awful lot of ways.
He's a relic of a time that no longer exists in some ways. Mm-hmm. And in some ways is still very much alive when you see what's going on in the moment in terms of, you know, potential nuclear war, Kira. So, I mean,
exactly.
Are we ever really finished with that?
And in other news, of course, we were talking about the Korean doctor who has come up with the seemingly valid reason as to why you may not have contracted COVID as of yet. We took Chris as a case study and basically...
Hey, you too, in fairness, pal.
Hey, okay, yeah, I know, but I've definitely got more friends, pal.
Yeah, that is true. So I don't know how you haven't gotten it. Like, I can see why I don't
know.
Have it.
It's a bit
That's
weird.
It's fine, I understand that.
It is a bit weird.
Then on Sunday, we were discussing, and by the way, this seemed to have created quite a lot of buzz. We were discussing that a US news outlet reported that a dog had been dropped to a shelter because it's gay. The owner thought it was gay and didn't want a gay dog. And then it was adopted by a pair of gay gentlemen, a gay couple.
A really lovely ending to an absolutely bonkers story in 2022,
but then,
right?
I'm glad we were having this visibility because people were texting in saying things like, hey, I think my dog might be gay, I think my dog might be bisexual, etc. So I really feel, Kira, we got a conversation going.
As myself and Chris said, you can be whatever the hell you want to be.
That's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You can be
and
a gay dog if you'd like.
Chris, right. Let me just get serious for a minute. It was with heavy hearts that we announced the news that Daddy Yankee is leaving the music industry after 32 years, did he say?
Yes, he's leaving the music industry after another album and another tour. Mm. Then he's going to leave the music industry. That's when he's leaving the music industry.
You
after
seem to have
an entire album
like an
and then another tour.
About that, but Chris, you're forgetting the last 2 years where people weren't able to tour.
Yeah.
So you have to give people, you know, a little bit of space.
Right, sorry. You're right. I'm just being, you know what? I'm lashing out because I don't want Daddy Yankee to leave us like that. That's
I know,
is.
Chris.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
I know.
So, Kira, let's get down to some business here. That and more. Here's how it went down.
Our support for Silvio Berlusconi, it isn't really support. It's more
Do you know what's terrible? Like, this is where we are now in the world. It's absurd irony. Obviously, we're laughing about what a terrible, absolutely terrible kind of indictment it is of the human race that all this stuff goes on and the bunga bunga parties and the... We're doing it ironically, but unfortunately now, we have to explain the joke when we do these things.
Yeah, especially when you have a man like Vladimir Putin currently in power.
True.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So we are not by any means condoning Silvio Berlusconi's past behaviour or anything like that.
No, we're laughing at
we're
it.
More,
we're
more interested in his personal life because... And I don't know why he bothered getting married again because in 2012, Chris...
Mm-hmm.
The wife served him up divorce papers on Christmas Day, which is a dish served very cold.
Isn't it?
Anyway, he was ordered to pay her. Now, Chris, I can't imagine he was an angel. He was ordered to pay her $48 million a year in a divorce settlement. Okay.
Yeah.
But she could keep the €100 million house that they live in with their three children. That's a very good divorce settlement, Chris. But anyway. He's only gone and done it again at 85 years of age. The former Italian Prime Minister swapped rings with the woman 53 years his junior in an unofficial ceremony.
Wonderful.
So it was called a festival of love, the lavish union.
Oh, God.
So the 85-year-old multi-billionaire bursting into song and chuckling behind a three-tiered cake as he took the hand of his 32-year-old bride, Marta. Now, he kept it in the family, as in that Marta is actually involved in the political party that Silvio Berlusconi is involved in. But
his children
are very angry because they're furious at the thought that Miss Fascina could lay claim to their father's $6 billion fortune. I wonder what it was, Chris, that first attracted her to the 85-year-old multi-billionaire.
They probably just have great chemistry. They probably just have a great connection.
He's probably really funny.
Yeah. Sorry, 1 second. $6 billion.
Yes.
I didn't know Silvio had that tucked away.
I know.
6 billion. Mm-hmm. I knew he was well off. I didn't know he was in the billions. And yes. I don't know how that's never come up with us discussing Silvio Berlusconi all this time. Do you think the new wife said that there are no more bunga bunga parties allowed? Like, do you think she has a hard line on bunga bunga parties? Do you think
all of the wives that Silvio's had has probably had an issue with bunga bunga? Maybe they haven't, but I'd imagine that they might have. But anyway, there you go. Silvio Berlusconi has married somebody 53 years his junior. They got together in 2020, Chris. They've been quietly dating since 2020.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Just when we thought that Silvio wouldn't give us any more headlines, there it was, Chris. There it was in the headlines this week. The former Italian Prime Minister has married once again.
I'm just glad to see him still alive at 85. Or glad, I should say. I mean, I have no personal investment either way in him. But I'm surprised given the lifestyle he's led, given the heavy partying, the living it to the max, I'm very surprised that he at 85...
The tax fraud conviction.
Mm-hmm. You know, all of his greatest hits. The prostitutes. You know, I mean... I'm surprised he has any energy left. If I had lived the life he'd led and I was 85 years old, oh my God, I'd be lucky to be alive. I wouldn't be getting married for the third time. Far too much work. I'd be enjoying my 6 billion quietly.
Stephanie has texted in to say, if I had an 85-year-old husband, I'd hope and pray that he gets his bunga bunga out of his system at parties. It doesn't bear thinking about. No money is worth that. And that's from Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie.
To be fair to 32-year-old Marta Fascina, you'd have to imagine Silvio's probably pretty easygoing now. Like, he's probably easy enough maintenance. Like, I mean, at 85, there's probably not a whole lot of bunga bunga parties going on anymore. You're right, Marta. I mean, Stephanie, you probably... Yeah, Marta probably has an easier ride than some of the others might have had. But anyway, listen. Yeah, but I have some inside info on the Oscar. What inside info?
How do you have inside info?
I have a tip on who's going to win the Oscars.
Chris, you didn't even know the Oscars were on until I reminded you the Oscars were on this weekend.
No, but I did hear... A friend and esteemed journalist. So basically, there's two people in my life that I go to when I need to sound smart about films.
Is it Brian M. Lloyd?
It's Brian M. Lloyd, yeah. Movie editor with entertainment.ie, or Michael Finnerty, who also works at entertainment.ie.
They're your guys.
They know a lot about movies. So if I need to sound intelligent... Actually, Kira, ask me who you think is going to win the Oscars. I just need to get my phone open really quickly.
Which category?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, of course there's categories. I'm trying to find the message Mike sent me. You know what? I think picture of the... Best picture, I think it's Power of the Dog versus Coda, to be honest with you. If I'm completely honest. And also, Power of the Dog was the favourite 2 weeks ago.
For what? To win Best Picture at the Oscars?
Will Smith in Best Actor for King Richard. I think he's won all the... He's won all the Precursor Awards. Yeah, he's won all the Precursor Awards, so I think he's due, Kira. Will Smith.
Okay, Chris, if you're going on a date or anything this weekend, okay, can you just practice that and have read over it before you go out on a date? Because, oh my God, that was embarrassing.
Why would I be doing this on a date? I'm going to bring out my Oscars material.
Girls might be into movies, Chris. I have no idea. Anyway,
Thomas Anderson winning an Oscar for Licorice Pizza. After a while and so many nominations, you have to give them a win. There you go. That's my Oscars chat. If anybody brings it up...
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Why? Who do you think is going to win the Oscars?
Well, I would love if Coda won Best Picture. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it would be absolutely brilliant for everybody involved in that movie, especially as it features many deaf actors. Will Smith as King Richard. I haven't seen the movie, so I cannot comment. I do like Will Smith, though. But we have to support our Irish girl, Jessie Buckley. She's up for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar, Chris.
There's an Irish person in the Oscar.
You see, you didn't do your research properly, my friend. But anyway.
Damn it, Mike. All the texts he sent me, he should have sent me one of those so I could have looked more knowledgeable. This is awful. All right, anyway. Are you still doing the thing, though? Because I remember Kira used to be mad into the Oscars.
Because I tell you what happened, Chris. The Oscars ruined the Oscars for me, and then other people ruined the Oscars for me. And then people just in general ruined the Oscars for me. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Did I sound good, though, there? Like,
no. All right. Fans of hers after she cancelled a concert in Paraguay.
Yeah.
And she tweeted that she quit music.
Yeah, she said she was done with music and then she changed. She said, it's gone and I don't give an F anymore. I effing quit and I can't wait to effing disappear. I don't need you to believe in me anymore. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead. And I am an effing fool for ever thinking I was made for this. It is an effing nightmare. Unfollow me. And then she changed her Twitter name to I quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think though that could just be a little bit of frustration, maybe. I don't know if she's actually quitting music and such with that, but
she may have acted out.
I think that could have been an impulsive tweet. Yes, absolutely. RTE. I wish Doja Cat the best. I like Doja Cat. I hope she calms down a bit and composes herself and decides she's going to do more music. However,
In fairness, the reason that she had to cancel the concert in Paraguay was because of severe weather conditions, including flooding and thunderstorms.
Sure, exactly. Well, what else do you want her to do? But listen, Kira, this really annoys me because I initially thought this was a joke when I saw it. It is apparently not a joke. It is 100% legit. This is according to a Korean doctor. He says that anyone... By the way, Kira, have you contracted COVID as of yet?
Not as of yet, Chris, no.
No, neither have I. Well, a doctor in South Korea, who is the VP of the Korean Vaccine Society, made the comments. He said, anyone who hasn't contracted COVID-19 yet probably has no friends. And unfortunately, I thought about it for a moment and then said, that would make sense as to why I haven't had COVID. I have no friends.
Now, of course, he deleted the post after it sparked severe criticism. But obviously, it was screenshot and that it was widely circulated online. And hence, myself and yourself are talking about it right now. Talk about foot and mouth situation. Do you know that straight away?
But he says the adults who have not yet been infected with COVID-19 are those who have interpersonal problems.
I mean, I don't want to say this doctor is right, Chris, but let's take you as a case study.
Okay. Let's take me as a case study for what? Interpersonal problems and having no friends? Is that what we're going with here, Kira?
I mean, I think I've been documenting that fact, having known you for, about 14 or 15 years. Actually, Chris, what age are you? Because from my research, you were born anywhere between 1945 and 1999.
That is true.
I genuinely don't know. You have the demeanor of a grumpy old man who chases children away from his house with a stick.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, the doctor could have a point in terms of you.
The annoying thing is as well, I even remember, I was saying as a joke, during the pandemic when it was really heavy, RTE, the homepage, was doing like these things where it's like, at home with, and you know, like, they asked you questions about what you were doing in quarantine
and
stuff.
I did that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I jokingly said in that, I'm pretty like, keep to myself, I don't really go outside, I'm probably going to avoid COVID. And now I go, oh, wait a second. Now I'm exactly what this Korean doctor is talking about, of a guy who has no friends and no social life managing to avoid COVID.
So I imagine you're doing an awful lot of looking into yourself right now, are you?
Yeah, I am. Now I want to get COVID to prove to this guy, hey pal, I have friends. I have a very active social life. I'm partying all the time. I'm out. Not that that's the only way you get COVID, by the way. There's all kinds of ways you can get it.
But, exactly.
Unfortunately, what this guy says really does apply to me. Hey, it applies to you too. You haven't had it, have you? So...
No, but I have friends.
Miss popularity. Yeah.
Hey, man, I have friends, okay?
Who's that chick? Rihanna and David Guetta, I should say, who's that chick. And Laura, congrats, you got that. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are things?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I can't complain. All good.
Where in the world are you today, Laura?
I'm from Sligo.
Very nice.
Oh, fabulous. Is Sligo as beautiful today as I imagine it is?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's lovely, I'd say.
Is everywhere in Ireland for once nice today? I think it actually might be. I think this is a day where we can categorically say it's sunny everywhere. Because usually if we reference the weather at all, people text me going, yeah, you know, it's really cloudy and it's raining and there's this monsoon wherever. And we're like, okay, pal, all right. But I'm pretty sure today it's safe to say it's nice everywhere. Laura, what are your plans for the day? Are you going to do anything with this nice weather or are you chilling out?
Chilling at the minute, but I'm going to Strand Hill with the dog for a walk soon. So.
Strand Hill. You cannot go wrong with Strand Hill.
Beautiful.
You and the dog. You bring him out now. You wear him out. Exactly.
All I have to worry about today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's safe to say that you could maybe do with €100 and Just Eat vouchers, maybe get yourself a nice takeaway this evening.
Absolutely.
Okay, then, Laura, let's get down to some business here. Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week. How this is going to work is Laura's on with us. We're going to ask her 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. If she gets 4 out of 5 answers right, she will win herself €100 of Just Eat credit. In Sligo, I think I have eaten in... Is Bistro Bianconi in Sligo or am I thinking of somewhere else?
Yeah, no, Beef Stories in Sligo, yeah.
Yeah. Is that still going?
Yeah, I don't know, it's still going.
Okay, yeah, no, I've eaten there. Recommend it, very nice. Laura, do you have any plans for the voucher? I suppose, actually, no, we shouldn't be premature here. We'll ask you if you win. Jesus, we won't be getting ahead of ourselves here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's do the five questions. Kira, let's do our first question with Laura. Best of luck.
Here we go, Laura. First question. Christopher Lloyd is to join The Mandalorian Season 3 on Disney+. What was his character's name in the Back to the Future movies? Was it A, Doc Brown? Was it B, Doc Red? Or was it C, Doc White?
It was Doc Brown.
Have either of you watched The Mandalorian?
No. Is that the thing with Baby Yoda in it?
Yes.
No, yeah. I haven't. Yeah.
But, Laura, have you watched it?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
It's so, isn't Baby Yoda so cute?
Oh, very cute.
Yeah, very cute.
Did either of you buy a Baby Yoda teddy after...
Nearly. Yeah, Chris, nearly. Like, yeah. Genuinely. And I would be a Star Wars fan.
No. Laura didn't. Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. How about this? Here's your next question. Doing very well. You're off to a good start. Why were Room to Improve viewers left fuming after last Sunday night's show? Is it A, there was simply no room for improvement? Is it B, there was too much room for improvement? Or is it C, it was only a highlights show? What do you think, Laura? That's a weird question, but yes, it was only a highlights show. Well,
it was only a highlights show. That is true. Many people devastated.
Annoying though if you tune in for an episode of a show you like and it's a clip show. Like, I know, don't get me wrong, I know Kieran and I have done the odd clip show on the radio here over the years, but it's still really annoying if you tune in for that. But anyway.
Do you know what that's called, Chris? That's called karma. Anyway, here's your next question, Laura. Kenneth Branagh's Belfast has been lauded with awards. But what award was it awarded this week? And this is genuine award that it won, okay? Was it A, Best Picture at the Movies for Grown Up Awards? Was it B, Worst Picture at the Golden Raspberry Awards? Or was it C, the shortest film in the longest film awards?
So one of these is actually an award ceremony?
Yes.
All right.
What was the first one again?
The first one was, is it A, Best Picture at the Movies for Grown Ups Award?
I think so, yeah, that one.
Yeah, so you were 100% right, Laura. I had never heard of that awards ceremony until this morning when I was looking over the questions, and I actually had to look it up and go, is that a genuine award? It is indeed. And Laura, you got the question right.
Laura, had you heard that, or was that a guess?
No, that's a good guess.
Yeah, Jesus.
Good right, woman.
Okay, here's your next question. You're doing very well. What did Fontaine's DC announce this week? Is it that A, they will all be partaking in Dancing with the Stars? Is it B, a 2022 UK and Ireland tour? Or is it C, that their lead singer will be the new Doctor Who? What do you think, Laura?
The Ireland and UK tour.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well done.
Even though I would really like them to partake in Dancing with the Stars.
Or C, the lead singer is the Doctor Who. I could imagine that, yeah. All great answers. Yeah.
Okay, Laura, here is your final question. Who shut down rumours this week that they were in the running for the new Doctor Who? Is it A, Hugh Grant? Is it B, Marty Whelan? Or is it C, Roy Keane?
Hugh Grant?
Yes, that's it. Good woman. It was indeed Hugh Grant, even though I would probably love to see Marty Whelan as the new Doctor Who. Or Roy Keane, for that matter.
I think Roy Keane might be a bit stoic as a Doctor Who. I think you need a little bit more expression. Roy Keane might play everything a little close to his chest as a Doctor Who, I feel.
My favourite Roy Keane role was when he played the leprechaun in the Gary Lineker Walker's Crisp ad. That was, he was so true to life.
I think they saw that and were thinking of him for Doctor Who as a result. I think that's
exactly
what happened. But anyway, hey, that's anyway, 5 out of 5, is it? Well done, Laura.
Congratulations. Laura, very important question to ask you. What takeaway will you be getting with those vouchers this evening, do you think?
I'll probably get great Chinese in Sligo.
Nice.
What'll you get now there, Laura? What would your go-to dish be?
Oh, it has to be a spice bag.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, Laura.
Still,
absolutely.
I've never had a spice bag.
Have you really not, Kira?
I'm a bad Irish person, I know.
You've never had one?
I've never had a spice bag.
We're going to have to get you a spice bag as well, Kira. Listen, Laura, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
That's Laura, thanks, Kira. Laura. Great idea as well. You cannot go wrong with a spice bag. I can't believe you've never had one, Kira. That's outrageous. Anyway. Wow, you're so... I mean, you're just so wasted on just your Instagram. Sorry,
okay,
Kira's
do you know what?
Showing me photos. She's like, would this be good for Instagram? Yeah, they're all great. They're all amazing. Is that what... Yeah, there you go. What is... Yeah, oh yeah. Instagram's Kira King. If anyone wants to check it out.
Yeah.
Kira's deliberating with me here on her next release for her Instagram. As though it's like a New York Times photo article or something that we need to read.
I'll have you know, Chris, that I have some very curated photos up on my Instagram, which is Kira King, by the way. And if you want to check out pictures of Chris taking selfies of himself in toilets, well, then check out Chris's Instagram, which is at @HateChrisGreen.
I think my Instagram adds more value to the art. To the art form.
I mean, what would you prefer, you know?
Kira's really nice kind of... Like, Kira's Instagram, Kira King at Instagram, is almost like a coffee table book. You know what I mean? It's one of those books you'd get for people at Christmas. Then mine is literally me in bathrooms taking pictures with masks on. It sounds really weird kind when you say it like that. You know, it sounds...
Also says an awful lot about our personalities as well, though, Chris, yes, you know?
Absolutely. But anyway, yeah, Kira, they're great photos, and I think you should put them up on your Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. I'll tag you in this one.
No, it's okay. Don't. I have an image to uphold of just me standing in bathrooms on my Instagram, Kira.
You're right. I can't associate with you.
No, exactly. And I can't associate with you. Sorry, no offense. But like, as in our two Instagram brands are very different here. I don't want you cramping my style. I'm honest with you.
So you're right, cramping your style with class. You're right, yeah, Chris. I apologise.
I'm not about class. It's not why people go on there. Anyway, Chris, what is mine? I don't even know what mine is. Oh yeah,
Hate Chris Green.
Yes. Thank you. All right. We're such professionals.
Do you know what, Chris?
Imagine being able to show up for work on time. We're incredible.
I mean, thank goodness that I have a smartphone. I'm not going to lie to you because it did it for me. But I also do have an old alarm clock that I was given about 30 years ago. So I had to like manually do it before I went to bed last night to put it forward.
I know people say that like all of those things are easy to change. Now, some of the things in my house, you need like a degree in mechanical engineering. I don't... I have no idea what I'm doing with half of them. The only thing that's changed is electronic stuff. Otherwise,
Chris,
I'm still on
it
now.
Why don't you tell everybody what time it is?
Right now, I believe it's 9 minutes past 11 in summertime,
Boom.
Kira. Am I
there
correct?
You go.
Look at
yes.
me. Able to read the time. It's one of the most important skills you need as a radio broadcaster, Kira. I'll have you know. All right. Listen, there is a lot to get to today on this. Is this considered summer now? Broadcast coordinator Adam this morning said it's summer. Is it?
Well, it's March.
Because I don't trust a lot of what he says. No, but as in we're on summer time.
I don't trust Adam. I do not trust Adam, full stop. No, no, it's not even the end of
no,
March
No, but
yet.
We're in summertime. Is that not right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just kind of ignore a lot of what he says and just go, oh yeah, no, absolutely. Anyway.
Yes.
I like it. All right. How about
I
this?
I love Lyra.
Kira, have you ever seen Lyra live?
I've seen Lyra live. I've met her. I've chatted to her. Yeah. And she's just a gorgeous individual.
I was going to say, that's why I asked, because usually, especially with some of the Irish artists, if you say to Kira, hey, do you know anything about these? Kira will be like, yeah, no, I met them. We did a tarot card reading together. We actually had a prayer circle together. Kira usually has some story about that. So anyway, listen, Kira, have you ever met, actually, I don't even know who it is. I was going to say, have you ever met these guys? But I don't know who we're playing. Kira, we're going to play you a track that's been reversed. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
And we have to try and guess. Now, obviously, this is for everybody else as well, but Kira and I take this.
Yeah, yesterday
seriously.
We had an old one from 2009, Chris. Believe that or believe it
was
not.
Was that 2009?
It was 2009 that David Guetta realised, who's that chick? But he didn't do it in the lovely way that I just pronounced the name of that song on the radio. Do you remember?
That was a different... Yes, he had... No, he had another song called Sexy Chick.
Yes, he did. Sorry. I
know what you're saying. No. He also had another song called Sexy Chick, which when we played it on the radio. But then if you maybe heard it in a nightclub or in another context, it was sexy word that rhymes with witch, if you understand me. I remember the chorus is even, I'm trying to figure out a way to describe this girl without being disrespectful. And then he says, damn, she's a sexy bitch like 18 times or something. So I'm not quite sure if he nailed the disrespectful or trying not to be disrespectful aspect.
No,
but he did his
really
best.
Didn't.
Yeah, he looked curious. Anyway. He did his best. All right. This is something that, and I don't know why, but I have a perverse fascination with this and have done for about 20 years. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, even initially in the very early days of the internet, I set up an RSS feed so that I would get reports from all of the local news outlets in the US. And I'll tell you why. There's loads of local television stations in the US. And obviously, the news might make it to there that wouldn't make it to, we'll say, larger platforms. Local interest, human interest stories that maybe wouldn't be of a massive appeal make it to these smaller outputs. So as in a lot of the cases there, like there's it's very regionalized. Like you might have an overall, we'll say, national thing like RTE. But then like you'd have RTE Galway and like RTE Cork and all this, and RTE Dublin, and they'd all do their own little news stories, and there'd be regional versions, like that, just like the BBC does with all its regionalisation.
And over the course of the last 14 years, definitely, Chris, we have used these news stories coming from these little towns and pockets of America, much to our amusement. But I think this particular story, Chris, really took the biscuit as it unfolded last week.
It was a saga. So firstly, let's play you the very unfortunate first news report. A dog was handed into, and by the way, they treat them with such a seriousness, like all of these news things, like they do it as though it is Watergate, or do you know what I mean? Like they really do put their all into it, which is what makes it even more fun. However, this is about a dog that was dropped to a shelter because the owners thought the dog was gay. Let's have a listen.
Tonight, a local dog shelter, or a local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
Thought you heard it all, right? A Stanley County Animal Shelter Facebook post says the dog's owner surrendered him to the shelter after he humped another male dog, which dogs do. Fezco, the shelter says, it's about 4 to 5 years old, weighs about 50 pounds. They say he likes other people, he likes other animals, he's a good boy. The shelter is asking for local rescues to step up and take Fezco into foster before he is adopted.
So anyway, that was the original news story a few days ago. And I was kind of looking at that and I was saying, oh, this is grim. I mean, I know I find all these weird local news stories on the internet, but like, I don't want to play this for Kira. I don't want to bum her out. I don't want to bum everybody out. That's
sad. This particular story really took the biscuit, in fairness, though. And, you know, you kind of have to look at the individual involved who would want to give up a dog because of that particular reason. It's just bonkers.
It's absurd. You know, giving your dog to a shelter because the dog's a homosexual, or you think the dog's a homosexual, like is it?
Like, yeah, it's just. Yeah.
And I said, oh, I don't want to show this to Kira. I mean, I can't. That'll bring the mood down. You know what I mean? I can't be. That's a really sad story. The idea of abandoning a dog because of his sexuality. However, Kira, that very same news outlet, a few days later, up popped an update on Fezco, the gay dog. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It's huge news. It really is. Here we go.
On WCCB News. An update to a story first on WCCB News at 10. The dog dumped at a local animal shelter because his owner said he was gay has a new home tonight.
Amazing.
With a local gay couple.
Well, amazing. Aww. A gay couple, Kira, adopted the gay dog.
Oh, okay. So at least this story has a very nice ending.
It certainly does. Here we go.
It's such a silly reason to turn in a dog.
The dog dumped at the Stanley County Animal Shelter now has a new family, ready to love him exactly as he is.
We just thought it would make sense for the gay dog to be adopted by a loving gay family.
Steve Nichols and his partner John have been together for more than 30 years.
We've been subject to that kind of bigotry and ignorance throughout our lives together, and we couldn't always do anything about it. And we looked at each other and said, we can do something about this.
Fezco's old owners dumped him for being gay after he humped another male dog. To be clear, dog humping is not an indication of sexual orientation.
All dogs do it. It's a dominance thing and a play thing.
Dr. William Presley of Presley Animal Hospital will treat Fezco for heartworms, neuter him, and make sure he's otherwise healthy. Besides the dog being dumped for humping, he also evidently didn't get great care with his old owners.
Well, I can't believe the owners that would dump him for being gay weren't excellent dog owners. That is incredible.
There's a shocker.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Presley often partners with the Greater Charlotte SBC.
But anyway, Kira, there is a very... That is a story that I thought was going to have a horrible... I didn't even want to play it for you, to be honest with you, when I only had the first part of it. But then a few days later, there was this update.
They've changed the name of Fezco to Oscar as well, for those of you that might have been wondering.
Oh, is that right?
Look, yeah, a nice ending to what was one of the most ridiculous stories I think I've ever heard, Chris, in our history here.
Now that household can just be happy and fabulous and out and gay and proud all together.
Exactly.
Dog can be as gay as he'd like to be with a more respectful and happy ownership. I'm very, very, very glad to be able to share that with you. You know, it's funny, I didn't, and you probably noticed this, Kira, I purposefully didn't say it at the start of the show because sometimes I love pointing out when Kira has messed up something, but then other times when I think, oh God, is that actually a serious mess up? I don't say anything and I like try and be Kira's boy about it. Did you get caught up by the clocks this
morning?
When
I went to bed last night, Chris, I was meticulous.
Kira, God, I knew it. I knew you got, Kira's showing up here at like 9 minutes past 11 or something. And I was like, what the? And I thought you'd been outside or something.
But no, in my defense.
Did the clocks actually get you? Yes, they did.
I have an alarm clock that I've had for 30 years that I have to obviously manually, you know, change.
30 years, get a new alarm clock. God almighty.
And my iPhone updated and, you know, that was fine, whatever. But I woke up this morning and my phone was dead because I thought I'd connected it in and I didn't. And then I walked out and there's a clock on my wall in the kitchen and it said like 10 o'clock. And I was like, a whole hour before the show, I can relax, I can make myself some breakfast, I can go for a walk, I can do whatever. And then I realized, oh my God, it's not 10 o'clock. It's actually 11 o'clock.
I knew something was going on here.
I'm here. Hi.
I knew something was going on. I knew it. But I didn't want to say anything in case like you really had messed it up. But then even during that track, I was like, here, you were really late because the clocks were wrong, weren't you? Oh my God. Well, listen, good for you for admitting it. Do you know what I mean? Good for you for owning up to your mistake. Thank God. That's really all that matters. How showbiz of you. Showing up like in the middle of the show and just being like, no, I'm here. I'm fine. But anyway, how about this? He says, Chris, it sounds to me that Kira used the clocks changing as an excuse to get a lie. Oh, Rona, I firmly believe that is the case. And Kira
just has
the convenient excuse of daylight savings times.
Could I just say, my mum just texted me and she said, are you being serious about nearly missing the clocks going forward, Kira? And I was like, mum, I literally forgot when I woke from my bedroom into the kitchen. So
yes,
there you go.
You know, Kira's mum, I think she's being serious. Absolutely. And I hope that you tell your daughter off later for that in totally unprofessional behaviour. Absolutely. I'm glad you were here to witness it as well, Kira's mum. All right. As well as that, someone says, Chris, Kira, just in relation to that story about the gay dog. Yes, indeed. We played you a story earlier on of a dog who was whose owners thought he was gay, so they gave him to a shelter. And then two gay gentlemen adopted the gay dog. This text says, my dog hasn't done any deed yet, but he does seem to show an interest in both male and female dogs.
Good for him.
So would he be a bisexual? Sexual dog. Could be. Could definitely be. I mean,
look, he can be whatever he wants to be.
Of course he can. Absolutely. I'm glad we're bringing visibility and conversation to this issue, Kira. Do you know what I mean? Clearly it's something that other people are noticing as well. I really don't get, like, as in between. Now, I think Doja Cat, what we were talking about yesterday, her outburst of, I effing hate everybody, I effing quit music. What was her? Sorry. Just to recap. Hers was, it's gone and I don't give an F anymore. Effing quit. I can't wait to effing disappear and I don't need you to believe in me. Everything is dead. Music is dead. I'm an effing fool. Now, that is quite dramatic. And changing her Twitter name to I quit and telling everybody F this and F you and, you know.
The reason for it was because she got into an argument with some fans from Paraguay because she had to cancel her gig there because there was flash floods and storms and extreme weather.
So maybe tempers were a little high and everything and then maybe she was a little frustrated. But this Chris, announcing of like quitting and all this and like this big weird fanfare, one of our faves over the last few years, Kira, is also seems to be doing something similar. He's done an album, though, which makes a lot more sense.
You know what, Chris? It is with a heavy heart that I saw this news during the week that Daddy Yankee is saying goodbye to the music industry, Chris.
I don't mean to be facetious here or anything, but like, Daddy Yankee must be 50 now or something. I think we can all just, you know, like, leave it. I don't think he's released any music in a while. Why does he need to like announce it?
I don't know, but anyway, the 45-year-old artist, the king of reggaeton. He formally announced his retirement in an emotional video, which was in Spanish, Chris, so I didn't understand it. But before he takes his final bow, the Gasolina singer released a new album on Friday. It's his farewell album. It's Legend Daddy. That's what the name of his album is.
Okay, like,
and
I like it.
And he's going to go on one last tour, so there you go.
Oh, wow. So as in, there's going to be another album and another tour, and then maybe retire. The world of reggaeton needs Daddy Yankee.
I know.
I feel Daddy Yankee popularized reggaeton. I feel he has a duty.
He said, today,
continue.
I'm announcing my retirement from music by giving you my best production and concert tour. I will say goodbye celebrating these 32 years of experience with this new collector's item, my album, Legend Daddy.
Yeah, but like a lot of these artists do this and then they're going on a goodbye tour for like 7 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, isn't they gone on like
John
three goodbye tours?
Elton John has kind of done that, hasn't he?
No, no, this is the tour now. You have to buy tickets for this tour. This tour is €800 a ticket because it's my last ever tour. And then Cherie's back at the Three Arena next week.
You also have to remember as well, though, Chris, musicians haven't been able to tour for the last 2 years. So we're probably going to see an awful lot of that this year.
A lot of goodbye tours just to get in on the action. Yeah, maybe, actually.
This song reminds me of the summer that I went on a J1 to Chicago. And I was working in a particular bar, and in the kitchen there was a group of Mexican men who used to work in the kitchen. When I put my orders in, they would play this song every time I came in to put my order in it, and then I'd have to dance. And they found it hilarious. Obviously, years looking back, now I'm like, oh, that was a little
sorry,
bit
sorry, so hold on. Wait a second. You were over on a J1. You're working in a... You're a waitress or whatever. So you're coming into the orders, into the kitchen with your order written down, like table 6 needs this or whatever. And you're telling me this group of Mexican gentlemen would play Daddy Yankee's Gasolina and you'd have to dance to it when they came in.
You know what, Chris? I got my orders quicker than everybody else. And you know, when you were a good waitress, you got good tips. So I had to dance for those dollars and I don't care and I stand by it. But I ended up doing a typical me thing or whatever. Obviously, I got very involved in their lives and I asked them, you know, all about their lives. And there was this one guy and he'd been shot in the face and he'd done some time in jail. And I was like green behind the ears. It was my first time leaving Ireland. I was 21 years of age, 22 maybe.
And you're dancing to Gasolina for these men in a kitchen.
Yeah, but then
you're like Cardi B. You have the hard upbringing that Cardi B had as a stripper, Kira. This is you know what? This really hardens up your image. You should say this in interviews and stuff. This really adds a certain edge to you that I didn't know you had.
It was a lot more innocent than that. As I said, I was green behind the ears and like they ended up like opening up to me and they told me these incredible life stories. And as I said to you, I was like fresh off the boat, you know. I remember when I finished up in the pub in Chicago when I was heading back home to go back to college in Ireland, they were really sad and they gave me the single Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Just to
remind
you,
which I still have somewhere,
of all the times that you danced when you brought an order into the kitchen so that they would get it quicker and you could get better tips.
Yes.
What a wholesome trip to America.
Can I just say, I know how it sounds, but it was a lot more innocent than that.
No,
okay?
You know what? I bet everybody has it wrong. I bet everybody has it wrong. That sounds lovely. That sounds like a really nice, wholesome way to have spent your J1. What a memory. You know what? I'm sure if Daddy Yankee knew that.
Come on, Chris. Can you imagine 22-year-old Kira? I didn't know you at that stage. Like, you know what I mean? Can you imagine 22-year-old Kira sitting down, you know, chatting to a lovely Mexican man and him telling me about his time spent in jail and the fact he was shot in the face?
No, but Kira's also
can
the
you,
type of person.
Can you imagine that 22-year-old Kira?
And you'd
100%.
Like, Do you know what, Javier? Maybe getting shot in the face was good for you. That was what you needed. And he'll be like sobbing, like, Kira, you're so right. Do you know what I mean? I needed being shot in the face was a wake-up call. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of person you are. Absolutely.
Anyway, so there you go.
Or the
so
head
I have
off these poor men.
A very soft spot for Daddy Yankee's Gasolina. And Chris, you know what?
Yes.
If you play it now.
Oh my God, Kira.
I might dance for you.
Would we get perhaps a taste here of some of the dancing?
Well,
the
here
Kira
we go.
Whoa, Kira, I'm the chef. And I'm not going to do the order unless you start dancing to this. Wow. You go, Daddy Yankee has another album out and then he's retiring after this album and tour. Then he's retiring. Roisin, well done. You got that.
Thank you very much.
Don't laugh. Roisin, don't be modest.
Did you get it straight away? Because that was a hard one to get, Roisin.
Yeah.
It was very familiar.
Okay. Well, good for you. Roisin being very cool, Roisin, very, very humble about the whole thing.
Where in the country are you today, Roisin?
We are in Cork at the moment.
And who's we?
My family. We're out for Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, very nice.
Oh,
now, Roisin,
lovely.
are you bringing your mother for Mother's Day brunch, yeah?
Yes.
And who else is in there? Is it just yourself and your ma, or is there a few others?
My dad and my brother as well.
Okay. Yay! Oh, hi, everyone. It's a pity, actually, Roisin, that you didn't wait, like, just a few hours, and you could have just said that the Just Eat being delivered was the Mother's Day thing. Now you've overplayed your hand here. It's unfortunate.
Look, it would have been good, but sure, look.
Yeah, Roisin acknowledging she could have just used this voucher instead of having to bring her mom out for lunch. But look, have you been yet, or are you en route to lunch?
We are en route.
Oh, very nice.
15 minutes before the reservation.
Lovely.
I was just going to say, if you have a reservation, we're going to need to get on it, are we?
No, there's loads of time.
Oh, wow, look at Rosie. Absolute professional.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
Very cool under pressure. Even though she's bringing her mouse, she has a reservation deadline. She's here on the radio with us. Rosie, and you're managing to keep it all together. Let me explain to you how this is going to work. We have five questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. If you get four out of five right, you will win yourself that €100 worth of Just Eat credit. And it sounds like, I mean, there's four of you there. Surely between the four of you, you're going to be able to get these five questions right, I would imagine, right? I mean, surely. Wash out if you couldn't. But listen, best of luck. Here's your first question.
Here we go. Which Irish sitcom has gotten the nod from The Simpsons in an episode of the cartoon this week? Is it A, Father Ted? Is it B, Mrs. Brown's Boy? Or is it C, Derry Girls?
Oh, I want to say Derry Girls, but I don't know.
Do you know what?
You chose correctly,
that is true. The Simpsons tribute to the Channel 4 show Derry Girls in Sunday night's episode.
Wow.
They named an ice cream parlour Derry Girls, and that was a nod to the show. And the executive producer confirmed that during the week. So there you go. You're off to a great start, Roisin.
Oh, Derry Girls is in like D-A-I-R-Y. Like yes. Dairy, not dairy ice.
Do you get it, Chris?
Yeah, very
get
good. It. Very good idea. Okay, here's your next question, Roisin. The Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales, England and Scotland. This sounds like the setup to a joke. But the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales, England and Scotland have applied in a bid to host what in 2028? Is it A, Euro 2028? Is it B, the Oscars? Or is it C, Dancing with the Stars? What do you think?
A?
Yes!
Yes! Well done, Roisin!
That was a tough one.
Out of the two so far, you think that's been the tough one, Roisin? Okay, fair enough.
Right. Okay, Roisin, here is your next question. Beyonce and Billie Eilish have been confirmed to perform at the Oscars this year. But where are the Oscars to be held? Is it A, here in RTE? Is it B, the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles? Or is it C, Flushing Meadows in New York?
I think it's LA.
It is indeed. The Oscars are on tonight. Oh my God. Oh goodness, they're on tonight. Well done,
yeah.
Roisin.
Is it tonight? Yeah. Thank it you, Roisin, for also knowing when the Oscars... Oh, that's great. Kira and I not knowing, and these questions are about it. Okay, we're keeping with an Oscars theme for our next question. An Irish actress called Jessie Buckley is nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar this weekend. But where is she from in Ireland? Is it A, Kerry? Is it B, Derry? Or is it C, Connemara? Oh no, there's no obvious joke answers here either. These could all actually be the answer. I can't help you with this one, Roisin. Is it A, Kerry? B, Derry? Are you saying Kerry?
I'm just going to wing it, yeah.
I think it is indeed.
Well done, because Jessie Buckley, who was indeed nominated for Best Supporting Oscar this evening, she was born in Killarney in County Kerry.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? Best of luck to all her family and to her tonight as well. I'd imagine the fun that's going to be had. Okay, you're doing really well, Roisin. Are you ready for your last question?
My goodness. Okay.
This one's difficult, okay?
Okay.
Today is March 27th, but we're also celebrating what? Is it A, mothers? Is it B, fathers? Or is it C, nephews?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark.
Go for it.
And say it's Mother's Day.
Wow.
Well, Roisin. 5 out of 5, Roisin.
Whoa, fantastic stuff. Well done on that guess. I wasn't sure if it was Nephew's Day as well. So, I mean, well done, Roisin. I had to really think about that one. 5 out of 5.
Thank you.
Is an effortless 5 out of 5 from you, Roisin, and the whole gang, in fairness. Any idea what she might... Because, I mean, if you've already been at brunch, brunch can be big and kind of heavy and filling. Are you going to want takeaway then this evening? Probably not.
I mean, there's always room for pizza.
That's true.
There is always room for pizza.
Absolutely. That is very true. Well, listen, thanks for coming on. Enjoy Mother's Day and all that. And we'll let you get to brunch, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Roisin. Kira, that's Roisin.
Daughter of the year.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Absolute daughter of the year. Managing to fit it all in and now they're on their way to brunch. It's a quick call there to win yourself €100.
I also love that mantra for life. There's always room for pizza.
There's very, I guess, few situations that won't be improved.
Exactly.
By whipping out a few boxes of pizza. You know what I mean? You're right. Very little that can't be enhanced by some pizza. Okay. And like after all that yesterday, and then nothing. After the agonizing, the 10 minutes of agonizing I was subjected to yesterday from Kira about whether or not she should post these coffee table rubbish photos she was showing me on her Instagram.
Hey,
and then,
hey,
I don't see
I
them.
Actually, I did post them, but I posted them on my stories, Chris, and I got a great response. Thank you very much. Actually, I got a great response, Chris. A guy called Sean messaged me.
The streets are on fire. We're talking about
Kira. listening to you and Chris right now. Let's see the curated pics, please. The gram needs them.
Do they?
Love the show. Right. So thank you so much, Sean. And I messaged him back and I said exactly that. So I put them on my stories, Chris. I don't know, have you heard them? I don't know, do you know how to work Instagram? But like sometimes people post stories instead of posting photos.
No, yeah, okay, fantastic. Thank you. So you did that yesterday and everybody loved it and they were all really excited. Is that it? And you actually added a great service to the people on your Instagram. Well, obviously, Kira, the fans must be just calling out for more content from you. And I'm who would I be to stand in their way? I mean, I didn't think you should post anything, but what do I know? What is your... Oh, yeah, it's just Kira King, isn't it?
It is indeed, Chris, yes.
And it always irritates me that Kira
Instagram,
got her name. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, like, you need to get over that, Chris. But also, yes, if you want to follow Chris as well, he is at HateChrisGreen on Instagram if you like selfies of Chris in toilets. Sorry, but like...
I mean, who doesn't? You know? I mean, who doesn't enjoy that? By the way, when we say toilets, I mean as in the toilet mirror. I'm not on the toilet or in the bathroom at the time of it. See, it's a picture in the mirror in the bathroom.
But it's also just the RTE toilets as well, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Like, it's very niche. Chris's Instagram is very niche.
If you like pictures of men in the RTE toilets, if that is your particular, we'll say, interest, your niche, then that my Instagram...
I don't know, Chris. That sounds like the sort of thing that would get you into trouble.
Hate Chris Green is where you can find all of that. If you're sitting there thinking, I'd love to see men in the RTE toilets, well, I have you covered. Hate Chris Green is the Instagram. Hate Chris Green. And Kira's is just the beautiful Kira King. It's very elegant, it's very simplistic, and there's no content like that. So, I mean, I know who I choose in that situation, but hey, listen, I mean, it's no accounting for taste. Look, absolutely incredible,
you know,
stuff as always.
The way the Oscars are on tonight, Chris.
Yes.
If our radio show was a movie, we would win Best Picture. You would win Best Supporting Actor and I would win Best Supporting Actress.
If our radio show was not a radio show and in fact a film, yes. Is what you're saying. I understand you.
Yes,
all right.
Chris.
If our radio show was a completely different medium and art form, we would win the Oscar. We would
100%.
All right. Well, anyway, listen, we will go for now. A huge thanks to producer Jonathan, broadcast coordinator Adam. Kira and I are on Instagram and stuff. Kira's Instagram is Kira King.
If you want beautifully artistic photographs, and Chris's is at HateChrisGreen if you want other photos.
Yeah, if you just want rubbish that, like, I took in a bathroom and stuff. I'm not even
and
exaggerating when I
say I'm
that.
On Twitter. I don't really tweet that much anymore. I mean, if Roger Federer pops his head up, I might tweet about him. My Twitter is at I am Kira King, and Chris's Twitter is at Hate Chris Green, keeping with the brand there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even think I tweet much anymore, do I? I'm trying to figure out. Hold on. So
we really don't tweet at all anymore.
My last Instagram post.
It's such a horrible, toxic social media.
Well, no, see,
platform.
The problem is, I just feel like what I used to do on there was post a load of absurd, ironic jokes.
Yeah.
But I just feel I can't do that anymore.
You can't really, though. It's awful, isn't it? You can't. Do you know why, Chris? You'll be cancelled.
See, it's not even that. It's just like people don't seem to understand it, even when I'm being sarcastic or I'm being silly or whatever. It's just not worth it. It's not worth the headache. I genuinely, people seem to take me up the wrong way on there. And because I don't have like a huge amount of followers, but I have like 18,000 or something. So someone's going to take it the wrong way. That's the problem. Do you know what I mean?
See,
it's easier to just say nothing. But anyway.
They're like, why is that gentleman nude again on Twitter?
Yeah, I should go back to posting I'm nude, actually. I've forgotten about that. Kira, you've reminded me. Thank you. All right. That's the content I'll go back to. Anyway, listen, till next time. From myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to end.